Okay, today I want to talk about something that I picked up from my jiu-jitsu teacher. I was taking a lesson, a private lesson with my wife, and he said something kind of off the cuff, and I thought it was like a really deep concept that I don't know if he meant it that way, but it kind of filtered into a lot of the things that we do in our lives, but especially trading. He was saying that, so at first in my school, when you start doing jiu-jitsu, you have to do like instructional classes. So you just learn the techniques and you kind of real gentle with each other, and you're not actually wrestling around just to be safe, because it's kind of some weird technical stuff and it takes a while. And then after you get what's called the stripe, so I don't know, 3 months, 6 months, depending on how often you go, you can start going to the classes where you're basically getting your ass kicked by people who know what they're doing and figuring out what to do and how to use that instruction and learn that way. So he made the point that, because we have, two little kids and don't get to go as much as I want. And I mentioned that in the beginning, I was getting so sore when I was going, because I would only go and do those wrestling classes, the sparring classes, like once a week. I'm doing them a little bit more now. And he's like, "Well, the thing is, when you go once a week, it's got to be special." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, you're only going once a week. Some people are going four. So when you go, it's special to you," which it's your ego gets involved if you want it to or not, because you wanna do well. You maybe subconsciously don't wanna lose. You wanna get a great workout. All these things are happening that are different than focusing on the process of getting better and just happy to be there, kind of a thing, because it's special. And he's like, if you go a lot more, it becomes less special. And when it's less special, you start focusing on the process that's going to make you better. And then everything else just doesn't matter. It's just like, oh, whatever, I lost. It's no big deal. I gotta go on to the next one, on to the next one. Just getting more reps, basically. And I think you can guess where I'm going to go with this, but it's like when you're trading, maybe you're a swing trader and you have a system and you work and you have a side job or a full-time job, and trading is your side thing. And if you're methodically doing a core system of 3 days a week from these hours, you can work with that. That works. But if you all of a sudden can just trade every random Friday, it's special. It's just like he said. Now it's special. So maybe I hold the loser. Maybe I got to make money today. Maybe even it's not necessarily conscious. It's just buried in there. It's the same principle of like, oh, I'm going to trade in the morning and then I'm going to meet my friend for lunch or have a dentist appointment. What you're actually saying is, I'm not going to be patient. I'm just going to make some money and leave. Well, that's not what you do when you're doing well. You wait for things, you wait for opportunity, and you might just be bored and doing nothing, and that's a good place to be. Opportunity will find you when you're in that ready state of not caring if it comes. But when you want it to come, it doesn't work so well. I think this goes for everything, like business ideas, relationships, just everything. But so on this whole idea of it being special again, think about like, if you're trading during the day, and then maybe you do some swing trades or position trades, which are special, you don't do them that often. Well, we all know how that can be. If you don't have a system, an organized system of how to do it and when they're going to show up and what you're going to do, or a process around it, they become special. And when they become special, I'm not trying to fit everything to this special idea, but I think it's a really good idea because it changes your mentality. It's no longer, oh, I have 1,000 reps. I'm going to do something that is going to work over 1,000 reps, and that's a consistent approach that's going to make me money. It's like, no, I might only have 8 or 9 reps of this, so it's unique. Pardon me, I think I'm gonna have to sneeze here. Thanks for sitting through with this very professional podcast where I have shitty sound quality and sneezing and cars coming by. But back to the special thing. It hit me at so many different levels where I can see this happening in my life, and I'm just thinking about it all the time now. I'm like, oh, well, this is, where's my ego going to get out of control? Where am I at risk to lose more money? Where are these things going to creep up? Because they're kind of one-offs. Whenever it's a one-off, now you can have good one-offs too, but it's just understanding that you're in that risk area of something maybe not going the way that you would like it to go because you're not consistently working on it. And I love that. So now when I'm going and I don't get to go enough, I remember what he said and I'm really thinking about it. But maybe reflect on that a little bit in your trading and whatever else you're doing, and see if that kind of hits home, because it definitely did for me. The other thing is just update on what I'm doing. Mostly what I'm doing is still continuing to use to get into these AI tools every day. I have a bunch of newsletters coming in of looking at the new tools that come out, and at this point it's getting like, it's repeats of things and it's exhaustive of, there's a new tool every day for something to automate or make easier. and the cat's out of the bag a little bit, where normal people can code and things like that. But it all goes back to, if you have somewhere to target that intelligence, then you're in business. If you don't, then it's like, oh, this is cool, but I don't know what the hell to do with it, which is oftentimes what I think and a lot of people think. But I think when you're working on something specific, there's a lot of idea generation you can get and a lot of things you can break through. So right now, I have a short-term feature system I'm working on, and I'm having it code things and fix little tweaks in the code, and I keep trying different time frames, different ideas of that system. And then the other thing I'm doing is more of a bigger picture. I do a lot of discretionary trades, not a lot, but you know, I do some discretionary trades where I look at sentiment and, you know, weekly charts, and I'm aware of kind of when things are very beat up, and I like to know when people have been interested. Maybe they become less interested as it gets exhausted, and then maybe the new trend starts again. So right now, some examples would be China stocks, solar stocks, and I'm not in any of them right now because everyone's talking about China stocks being cheap for a while. So I like it when people get negative or they don't want to talk about it anymore, and then the rally starts and no one wants to pay attention to the rally, and then it's probably time to join the rally. But I like to look at that stuff, and that is I'm thinking of where else I'm looking right now. Solar, China names. I haven't done anything in either one of them. Commodities, I mean, everyone knows what gold's been doing, and I'm watching commodities for a longer, larger breakout over a bigger period. So that's another one I'm looking at, which might be a little closer. But with these trades, it's weeks to months for the holding periods. And I like to get in with longer, like when the price action of the whole group starts getting better. But then maybe the news and the sentiment is not that good, and people are ignoring the price action. So I'm trying to build some tools to kind of track the sentiment on a lot of different levels. Comments on message boards, looking at Reddit, and looking at, because Reddit's been just picking up over the years with good material for this stuff. Seeking Alpha is hard because you don't get a lot of, you can't really do much with that, except for just read it manually. But Yahoo stock boards used to be good. I'm just digging around trying to find like the right mix of how to do this. But, and then I'm making a little dashboard of the things I'm interested in. And then when things kind of pique my attention, I zoom in. So it's a little bit of a process I'm developing for that. So I have two different things, and I'm using the AI stuff to kind of augment what I'm doing. So that's kind of how I'm doing it right now. And it could change depending on, I'm always changing. I was thinking about how what I do now is very different than what I've done 5 years ago and 10 years ago. It's just totally changed. But still, like, having market knowledge and going through drawdowns and cycles. I mean, I remember when I first learned crypto and I was multiple exchanges and you're arbitraging and no one knew what to do, how to move it around, and you're hoping, you're waiting 10 minutes for your Bitcoin to move, and you're hoping it doesn't disappear on you and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's always like that where things change and they stay the same all at once. But as I kind of get older and do this longer, and I have made money, a lot of money doing it, and relative to what I had when I was 20, now that I'm in my early 40s, I have to figure out how to manage that money. So some of it I index and just do boring stuff, and some of it I'm trying to trade and develop systems and strategies for kind of the job that I didn't pick, but I gave myself by having success in the shorter term stuff. Because the shorter term stuff now is not as, it's a lot harder than it was when I was doing it. There's days where it's good, but there's more, it's become so automated that you have to look at it. I believe you have to take more of a structured approach and kind of have rules and things that you're consistent with, as opposed to just like, all right, let's go in there today and see what's going to happen. If it's busy, maybe I'll find something to do. And that worked in the past more, the shooting from the hip. It doesn't work quite as much. And it may be on a Fed day or something, or unemployment, but that, maybe during COVID, that could be useful. It's always going to be useful at some point, but not as much as it used to be. Everything is tightening up and becoming, and everyone knows this, it's not a surprise. But so the other thing is, you know, when you have a bigger time frame, you do well. When your trades last longer, if you're in the direction of bigger trends, they do well. So there's a bias for markets to go up over time because they're printing money. And so you just, this is simple things that everyone knows, but developing systems and strategies in accordance with these things makes it easier. So this is so shockingly simple, but for a long time, I had a lot of success in some of the big bear market years in 2008, 2011, I believe it was, 2016, and 2012, maybe, I can't remember. But
2018 at the end of the year was a good period for me. And a lot of that was that conditioned my brain and my personal mind to like down moves and to look for that more. But it doesn't mean that's the smartest way to be all the time. It just happened to be that I had some success in it. So I kind of have to know that and catch a guard against that when I'm doing things. And that we haven't had a lot of that lately. And we had some of it in 2022. But usually it's not like that. It's just like that in short little bursts, and they usually happen fast and then they're over. So it's a different game. But I think when you learn something, you never lose it. So the mentor I had, who was the owner of the company that I traded with in Chicago, had always said, you know, when you learn to get really good at determining which breakout to buy and which one's going to be a failure, or you learn to figure out, like, if you're in a bear market or like you're kind of a momentum trader for a while, and then you learn to handle choppy markets that aren't as conducive to that. When you learn one of those skill sets, you don't lose it. You just have to learn when to apply it. So it's kind of like you're an athlete who has to play an opponent in whatever sport, and you have to adapt to the opponent. So you're never wasting your time when you learn these new skills. But I think getting really good at something is very important, and that carries back over into the jiu-jitsu at the lower levels especially. You get really good at something and you win. You win tournaments because you're very strong. And tennis was the same way. When I played a lot of tennis, someone with a really good forehand was hard to beat at the lower levels, even the medium levels. But then when you get up to like college and pro, it's very hard to win with one weapon. But still, like, strengths are strengths. I think maximizing a system and a strength of your personality is super valuable. So with all this AI stuff and the changing markets, it's like, okay, well, what's Brad going to do? Some of the things that he was good at maybe don't work as well anymore. So, but one thing I have done well is stay curious and quickly learn new things. And that's kind of the approach that I'm taking, where a lot of my biggest runs, I've said this before, have come out of dark periods when I didn't know what I was going to do, or I had a big drawdown and I kind of felt lost. How am I going to figure this out? And it's just staying curious and getting up and sometimes doing nothing for a while, right? Clearing your head, but then what's going on? And, you know, crypto started and then AI started, and it's like, okay, get in the middle of it and figure it out. Start playing with things and start making observations about markets. Like, how are they moving differently? Are they moving, times of day or dates or percentages off the high? All these different things you can look at now that machines can look at, right? So it's, how does a machine think, and how can you think like a machine? And then what happens when machines think the same way, then they don't work altogether? Is that a thing? And there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we have more options flows than ever before right now, so that changes the market structure. We have more people trading, I think, than ever before, from some of the stats I've seen. So it's an exciting time, but sometimes it's when you don't know how to find your way in the excitement, it can be kind of difficult. But I just keep thinking that it's happening faster than it ever happened before. So that skill of being able to stick with it and keep trying things has never been more important than it is now. And when I started, it didn't change this fast. It maybe took years. A couple of years, usually 2-3 years, maybe 6 months sometimes, but things now change so quickly. And the market is rarely the same from 1 year to the next. And that's with technology, like the structure of the market even I'm talking about, where things are quickly moving around and changing because people are adapting, they're studying data, and they have tools to study things that they couldn't study before. But sometimes rising above that with simplicity is a very valuable tool, just thinking a little bit bigger picture. So I think a lot of people are probably, I'm doing some of that too, are moving to a little bigger picture type thought process, because getting in the weeds is very dangerous now. It's expensive commission-wise, and, you know, you have to be co-located and stops get run, and you have to really be smart about, if you want to get in, where is everyone else getting in, and where are they going to be wrong? And maybe that's where I buy. And I just think structure, I'm repeating myself because I think it's important, but just structures and systems of doing things. Like, and then you can address when things don't work. But when you're winging it, you can't. And the reason I'm talking to myself is because I spent a lot of my success was based on being good at winging it when I needed to. It's like, oh, it's busy today. There's a lot going on that no one expected, and I was able to do well, like jumping into that chaos. But a lot of times now it's not like that. So, you know, that skill is there, but I mean, you want to be a lion hunter or whatever you're hunting, and everyone's going to the grocery store. You don't need to do it anymore. So it's changing with the times and adapting. So Anyways, a lot of rambling in here. Sorry about that, but that's kind of where I'm at right now.